Zondervan presents The Dark Power Collection of the Forbidden Door series by Bill Myers. Read by the author. The Society. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Ephesians 6:12-13. Chapter 1. Rebecca's lungs burned. They screamed for more air. They begged her to slow down, but she wouldn't. She pushed herself. She ran for all she was worth. She had to. There was no sound. She saw a few kids standing along the track, opening their mouths and shouting encouragement. She saw them clapping their hands and cheering her on, but she couldn't hear them. All she heard was her own gasps for breath and the faint crunch of gravel under her track shoes. Several yards ahead ran Julie Mitchell, the team's shining hope for Allstate. She had a grace and style that made Rebecca feel like a deranged platypus, whatever that was. But that was okay. Becca wasn't running against Julie. She was running against something else. "It's Dad." For the thousandth time, she saw her mom's red nose and puffy eyes and heard her voice echoing inside her head. "They found his plane in the jungle. He made it through the crash, but..." Becca bore down harder. She ran faster. Her lungs were going to explode, but she kept going. "You've got to accept it," her mom's voice stammered. "He's gone, sweetheart. He was either attacked by wild animals or... Becca dug her cleats in deeper. She stretched her legs out farther. She knew the or was a tribe of South American Indians in that region, a tribe notorious for its fierceness and for its use of black magic. The back of Becca's throat ached, not because of the running. It was because of the tears and the rage. Why? Why had God let this happen? Why had God let him die? He was such a good man, trying to do such good things. Angrily, she swiped at her eyes. Her legs were turning into rubber, losing feeling, losing control. And still she pushed herself. She had closed the gap with Julie and was practically beside her now. The finish line waited a dozen meters ahead. Trying out for the track team hadn't been Becca's idea. It was her mom's. "To help you fit in," she said. Fit in. What a joke. Rebecca had spent most of her life living in the villages of Brazil with her mom, her little brother, and a father who flew his plane in and out of the jungle for humanitarian and mission groups. And now suddenly she was expected to fit in? Here? In Crescent Bay, California? Here where everybody had perfect skin, perfect bodies, perfect teeth? Oh, and let's not forget all the latest fashions right out of Vogue or In Style or whatever it was they read. Fashions that made Becca feel like she bought her clothes right out of Popular Mechanics. That last thought pushed her over the edge. She tried too hard, stretched too far. Her legs, which had already lost feeling, suddenly had minds of their own. The left one twisted, then gave out altogether. It was like a slow-motion movie that part of Becca watched as she pitched forward. For a second, she almost caught her balance. Almost, but not quite. She stumbled and continued falling toward the track. There was nothing she could do, only put out her hands and raise her head so the crushed red gravel would not scrape her face. Knees and elbows, yes, but not her face, as if it really mattered. She hit the track and skidded forward, but she didn't feel any pain. Not yet. The pain would come a second or two later. Right now, all she felt was shame and embarrassment. Already, the humiliation was sending blood racing to her cheeks and to her ears. Yes, sir, just another day in the life of Rebecca Williams, the new kid moron. As soon as Becca's little brother, Scott, walked into the bookstore, he knew something was wrong. It wasn't like he was frightened or nervous or anything. It had nothing to do with what he felt. Instead, it had everything to do...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?